If you've had children, you'll be familiar with that moment where the relatives gather around and allocate facial features. Oh, she's got your eyes, that's definitely Dad's nose, etc. For most of us, at least a part of wanting to have children is the desire to expand our family and pass on our genes. But what if the only way for you to become a parent is through a donation of someone else's genetic material? Carly Ellen Lee is happily 23 weeks pregnant after a friend offered to donate one of her eggs. But getting there was a process that involved grieving for that genetic side of the parenting gift. Welcome, Carly.
Thanks for having me, Hilary.
It's a great pleasure. An egg donation was the last resort for you and your husband. Tell us about the years of IVF that came before.
Yeah, so we had been trying to have a baby for 8 years up to that point. So we had, I think, 11 rounds of IVF. So it was a really long, long, arduous journey. We had experienced 2 miscarriages up to that point, and we were sort of starting to explore what was next for us and where our journey was taking us next.
And how challenging was that idea of that next step?
Hugely challenging. It took a lot of grief, I suppose, for us in processing what we had been through, but also what the future held for us. For us, it was just a matter of how it was going to happen. So just exploring any option that might work for us, and just sort of leaving no stone unturned, I suppose, and looking at absolutely everything.
So you never thought maybe it's time to stop?
Oh, many, many, many times, constantly. And we got asked that over and over and over again by lots of people when we were going to give up and at what point were we going to draw the line.
Now, you were approaching the end of that line with IVF.
Yes.
What happened then?
At some point in our journey, we had a really close friend that had offered to us to donate her eggs, which at the time we were still sort of going through that journey, and we didn't feel we were quite ready for that yet. We still felt that we had things we wanted to try with our own eggs, and it blew us away that she had offered that, but we weren't quite ready, so we just sort of shelved that a little bit, and it was very reassuring to know that it was there, but at that time we weren't ready, so we kept going, and we still had some embryos left that we were wanting to use, and then we had another miscarriage, and we'd used all of our embryos, and we were looking at what's next. So we, you know, rediscussed it and thought about it and processed it, and it took a really, really long time, something like 12 months of us just turning that over and chatting about it, and then, yeah, finally we decided that it was what we wanted to do. So,
and was there a difference between how your husband reacted to that idea and how you did?
Definitely. So we were looking at the option of only using eggs, not embryos. So for him, you know, it still meant that genetically he was going to have a link to that child. So for me, it probably took a lot more to process and to get to that point.
So what do you think brought you to that point?
Ultimately, for me, it was about having a child. It didn't matter to me, you know, once I really sort of broke it down, whether or not that child was genetically linked to me. I still ultimately, yeah, I just wanted to be a mother, so it didn't matter.
And do you think about the idea of the child might look different to you? How does that go?
Yeah, I think I don't think about it as much now. I thought about it more as we were going through that journey and deciding and turning it over and thinking about all the what ifs and how that would make us feel. But ultimately now it's not even an equation for me. Yeah,
23 weeks. Carly's glowing, I can tell you, from this standpoint. You're listening to Life Matters. I'm Hilary Harper, and with me is Carly Ellen Lee, who's pregnant after her friend donated an egg to her. And if you've had trouble conceiving, is this something that you've grappled with? You can send a message via our Facebook page, or you can text us on 0418 226 576. So you've come to the decision, you've decided to go down this path with your friend. What happens next?
So she, like I said, she'd offered sort of years before that. So she didn't even really know that we had made that decision. So of course, the first point of call was going to her and saying, you know, we think we want to go ahead with this. Is the offer still there? Which it absolutely was. And she had continuously offered to us many times over that period. And so we really started to talk about it as two sets of couples with her husband as well, and do all the what ifs and the throwing ideas around and really making sure that we were 100% sure that this was something that we wanted to do. And then we sort of started the process. So through my fertility specialist, you know, involved her having to go and see them. And then there's quite a mandatory sort of requirements that we have to go through. So we had to do quite intensive counselling sessions, which we actually found really beneficial. We have an extremely close relationship, so we talked about a lot of things, but they sort of raised things that we hadn't thought about and considered, and just throwing all these ideas at you and lots of what if situations. And
what were some of those situations?
Things like, you know, because we are close, so obviously, you know, we spend a lot of time together. So if we were all out together and she was holding my baby and somebody commented that child looked like her, you know, how would we respond to that? And, you know, would we internalise it or would we say something? All of those kind of things, which were really good things to be thinking about and talking about, and, yeah, that type of stuff, which was, it was really good to discuss those things. So we had sessions separately and then a session together to talk about, yeah, lots of different things. So, yeah, it was good.
And one of the things I know they raise in those sessions is, what will you tell the child?
Yeah, definitely. So that's a huge part of that. So they discuss, you know, what your plans are and what your thoughts are and what the benefits are of you know, telling the child from an early stage, or, you know, what could happen if you don't tell the child that's how they came about. And everyone has to be comfortable with whatever that decision is. So, you know, both her and her husband had to feel okay with whatever we chose as well. So we knew quite early on that, you know, it didn't matter to us that this was the way that things came about, and that we wanted to be really open and honest from a very young age. So, you know, and they felt really comfortable with that as well. So, yeah, that's what we've done.
Your friend has children too.
Yes.
How are the children reacting?
So it was really important that we started that conversation with her children as well. So that's been a really lovely journey to be sharing that with them, and for their, because they're only really young, but their understanding as they start to get their head around things and how it works, and you know, it gives us a little insight into what we'll be dealing with our child as well.
Yeah, what's the three-year-old saying at this point?
Just that, you know, his understanding is that his mummy gave Carly something that means that she's having a baby. So, and he's excited about that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
This baby is coming.
Yeah.
That is a strange thing, isn't it, when you take this deeply private, emotional thing into a medical and legal setting.
Yes.
Yep. Tell us about the legal implications for you and your friend.
Yeah, so that forms a huge part of the counselling that they discuss. So basically, I suppose her involvement is that, you know, legally she has rights up until the point where her egg makes an embryo, so to the point of conception, and then at that point it becomes our embryo. So she can withdraw her consent right up until that point, and then from that point onwards it's our embryo to do with as we choose. And so that's also part of the counselling, is talking about, you know, what if we decided to, you know, if we had 20 embryos and we decided to destroy them or to donate them, or, you know, they're all things that we talk about in the counselling, so that she feels really comfortable with where we lie on those sort of things.
Yes, because I guess the legal side is one thing, but the emotional side
Absolutely.
Is another. Really,
and, you know, she
thing.
Doesn't want to be hit with any curveballs if we decide something that she wasn't expecting. So I mean, because we're close, we can always consider her and discuss things with her. But yeah, that's something that's talked about right from early on.
And has she talked to you about how she thinks she might feel later on when that child is 5, 10, 15, 20?
Yeah, so from a very early stage, she said that for her it was like just giving us, she didn't see it as a baby at that point. She just felt like it was giving us an ingredient or a cell that we required in order to have a baby. And, you know, or a kidney. She was like, I'm just doing something for you that you need to help you have a baby. She didn't feel like in any way it was her baby. Ultimately, as we progressed through things, neither of us really knew how we would feel when we got to that point if I did get pregnant. And we talk about it constantly. And she reassures me about things, you know, as we go along and as I show her ultrasound photos and things like that. And yeah, she's just over the moon for us.
And what's it like when you talk to other people about it, family and friends and even work colleagues?
Yeah,
it's still a big new thing for a lot of people,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been, I suppose, really lucky in that I've been really open and honest with everyone in our life about our journey and what we were going through and throughout the IVF process and then into the egg donation process. And people, I think, ultimately have been nothing but happy and understanding, interested, wanting to know more. So I've always been really open about people asking me questions. I would rather they come to me and ask me something that they're unsure of than assume something or say something that they don't know. So people have just been amazing, really, and very supportive.
Well, when you were coming to this point and trying to make the decision, did you feel there were enough stories out there that you could access of people
who'd
gone through this?
Yeah, a lot of people don't share the fact. I mean, more people are sharing the fact that they've maybe been through IVF as a past tense, not that they're necessarily going through IVF. And even less people share that they may have conceived a child through some kind of donor situation. So, yeah, a lot of people don't feel comfortable sharing that. There's a lot of stigma and taboo around that. So that was sort of something I had already been really open about our journey. And that for me, making that decision to do egg donation just meant that was going to be part of that. So we were going to share that and I suppose tell everyone so that people could start to break down the barriers and talk about it. And then since I've been really open about it, I have people come to me and say, you know, we used an egg donor or we used a sperm donor, but we haven't told anyone, not even our family know. And that's really heartbreaking that they feel that they can't tell people. So it was really important to us to tell people from the beginning and be really open about that.
I guess some people might worry about the effect on the future grandparents.
Absolutely. On the effect of the child, their whole family, what people want. I think most of all people are afraid of what people might say. And I think our experience has been that people are nothing but understanding. We've been really lucky. We haven't had, no one said anything that would make us feel nothing but love and happiness for how everyone feels towards us.
So what was that moment like, Carly, when you picked up that pregnancy stick?
Amazing.
Yeah, we got there at last.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think you might need to write a book now so that those stories are out there. Thank you so much for coming in and talking on the program today. Might just have a little something in my eye, not sure. Carly Ellen Lee, she's 23 weeks pregnant through an egg donation from her friend. This is Life Matters. And coming up in a few minutes, Michael McKenzie heads a lot further along the parenting spectrum with Teen Matters here on RN.